Hello, and welcome to We Own This Town Music, a podcast dedicated to showcasing new and notable music from Nashville and surrounding areas. I'm your host, Michael Eads, and this is volume 171. This show is part of We Own This Town, a network of podcasts showcasing great Nashville talent across a wide variety of shows and subject matter. We're available on Spotify, Apple Music, Google Play, Stitcher, TuneIn, etc., anywhere you listen to podcasts. You can search for We Own This Town, and you'll see everything that we publish, or you can just look for the name of a specific show. You know, like you subscribe to any podcast. We're just like any other podcast. Check out new episodes from Nashville Demystified and Liquid Gold that went up this week, both of which were super interesting. Nashville Demystified sat down with Jacob Jones from Motown Mondays. That's been going down at the Five Spot for over a decade, I believe. Really interesting interview there. And Liquid Gold talked with Greenbrier Tennessee Whiskey about the history of their 160-year-old brand and how they revived it for 2019 and beyond. I think it came out earlier than 2019, but they've been working on it for a couple years, and they were gracious enough to bring a bottle into the studio, and Mike and Kenneth put a pretty hefty dent in it. Congratulations to them, and congratulations to me for getting to keep the leftovers. So go check out both of those episodes. We are on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at We Own This Town. Surprise, surprise. We post updates on all of those different social networks whenever there's a new episode of any show, so go follow one of those and you'll be notified whenever there's something new to listen to. Hopefully you're already subscribed, but it's understandable. If not, you just want to dip your toe in when something of interest comes across your feed. I also want to tell you about a big show that's coming up that we're sponsoring. If you're a regular listener of We Own This Town, you know that I, Michael Eads, also run a small record label called YK Records. So, old YK is celebrating 10 years as a label, and we're putting on a big show over at Mercy Lounge in Hiwatt. We're going to do a takeover of both venues. You know, you can actually open the doors in between them, and it's just one spot with two stages. It's kind of a phenomenal setup. So We Own This Town, run and curated by Michael Eads, is sponsoring an event for YK Records, run and curated by Michael Eads. It's all the same person, but hey, it looks really good on paper. But technicalities aside, Saturday, November 23rd, that's 1 week from the day that this is released, Mercy Lounge in Hiwatt. There's 7 bands, an $8 cover charge if you buy your ticket early. There's drink specials from Little Harpeth. There's going to be deals on records to buy. There's going to be so much good stuff there. It's really going to be a blast. I know there's lots of other shows going on in town. You want to be at Mercy Lounge in Hiwatt Saturday, November 23rd. 7 p.m. It's 7 bands. We got to start early. So get there and make a night of it. All right, on to We Own This Town Music and the selections from this week. Let's just dive right into it. Let's fight the winter malaise with some fantastic local music. You ready? All right, here's a selection from a band that hasn't played in 6 years.
Hey!
Who will take your dreams and put them on a shelf? Ohio will. That was Hot Pipes with the song Ohio Will off their last album, Dust. Hot Pipes will be playing at the aforementioned showcase at Mercy Lounge in Hiawatha on Saturday, November 23rd. I realize I'm extremely biased and I'm really shoving this down your throat here to come to the show, and I promise not to take over the entire playlist with YK Records bands in promotion of said show, but it's been 6 years since Hot Pipes played. It's extremely exciting that they're playing again. I mean, Dust, the album, if you have not heard it, is phenomenal, top to bottom. It was very difficult to pick a song to play on here because they're all extremely good. I'm not even embellishing. Go look it up. Go to the detail page for this episode, click on the album cover for Dust. It'll take you right to Spotify and start listening to it, top to bottom. Fantastic record. In all likelihood, I will probably repeat the information about the show Saturday, November 23rd at Mercy Lounge at the end of the show, but that's it for the moment. Let's go into the rest of the playlist that's non-YK bands. This one is from one of my favorite named bands around town. That was Mirrors from Ace Quaalude, one of my favorite band names around town. Also, the word Quaalude, just stare at it for 3.5 seconds. It is a bizarre looking word. Unbelievable. This track is actually pretty deceptive in the first minute or so because it's pretty withdrawn and quiet, but then it really kicks in. I love the production on this. It's very shoegazy, very spacey, kind of reminds me of early Autolux. And that is the highest compliment I could pay a band. Early Autolux was an obsession of mine. So Ace Quaalude is really knocking it out of the park with that track. And I'm, you know, I know a lot of people don't love the slow burn there at the beginning, but you will find that that might be a bit of a theme running through this episode. Not much additional insight around this track. It's a single. There's no other album that seems to be connected with it, but it has been about 2 years since the last release, so there's likely more. Rest assured, if any additional insight does come to light there, I will let you know. That song is really great. Now, let's switch gears completely.
Thank you.
That was Alabama from Jessica Breanne. I caught wind of this thanks to a nice piece up on the Nashville Cream. Breanne wrote this song as a response to the onslaught of abortion laws that are popping up all over the country. It was a fire that started in Alabama, hence the title and the choral refrain there. In the Cream piece, she has some nice quotes. One of them is, she says, "The song really asks, America, what are you doing to your girls? What are we doing to the hearts and souls of women?" It's bigger than just that question, though. This song is meant to be a hand that's reaching out for another hand to hold in a chain that reaches beyond. I mean, it's pretty potent, and it's a pretty powerful song, particularly once you understand the context. Proceeds from the track will go to Healthy and Free Tennessee, a coalition of organizations that advocates for women's reproductive rights. So steer yourself over to her Bandcamp page and buy this track. I would even suggest paying twice as much as you normally would, because some of those proceeds go to a very good cause. Win-win. Great track, and I hope that there's more socially conscious and very vocal music coming from Jessica Breanne. I will definitely tune in very quickly to it. All right, let's go with something a little on the upbeat side. And by little, I mean very much so.
Another new vocabulary, looking for the language that a better person would speak. Light 'em up, all the words make a dictionary, an encyclopedia of how I am permitted to be. Then when you meet me in the kitchen with your question, then I'll know what I can say without offending. Everything's already been said. I'm me, you are you. I hope you know that underneath everything, I still want the same roof over our heads. And on your birthday, I will buy a paper lantern. Ooh, and hope that I can mend a friendship with a gesture.
Was Vocabulary from Quats. I actually have two emails from the band with a pronunciation key, but one of those emails says cats and one of them says quats. Q-A-T-S. I think it may just be entirely up to you, the listener and whatever personal whim you have on how to pronounce that. I am going with Quats, because how often do you get to hit that Q? Very rarely. The band is led by singer Helen Voskovich, who strives to make every performance from the band a big party. There's about 10 to 15 people in the lineup, and they partner up with other creative folks around town in an attempt to be more than just a show. I mean, with 10 to 15 people in the band, you gotta expect it's gonna be pretty rowdy up there. This is probably the shortest song on the record, but I really love the horns and that overall tropical energy that it has. The only thing that could have possibly made this more delightful would be a full-on steel drum solo. That's a weird wish. Otherwise, I think it's safe to say that they are maxing out on the good time vibes. Quats. Vocabulary. The entire album, the full-length self-titled debut, is out now and streaming on all the things, so go check that out. Get yourself a little shot of tropical energy here in the winter months. All right, let's switch up the vibe a little bit.
One, two, three, four!
I Wanna Die from Mini Meltdowns off their EP, Destined for Disaster, released back in October of 2019. That is clearly a big riff rock song. Lots of super slick production going on there, courtesy of Mike Kinnetry of All American Rejects, who produced the EP. I've been listening to this for a few weeks and been meaning to slot it into a show, just haven't yet. And then, as luck would have it, the band released a remix of this exact song yesterday, and it was a little kick in the pants I needed to ensure that it made it into the show. And there it is. It's a very enjoyable rock song. I gotta admit it. I mean, sometimes people want to frown upon slick production, but it hits the spot when it's done right, and this was done right. I really love the layered vocals on that. I love anything that's upbeat but talking about wanting to die. I mean, that's just a fact about me. All right, let's end this week's playlist with something that's quite a bit different for the norm of the show. It's a slow build, but it's super interesting. Highly suggest you stick with it. I think the build is part of what makes this so very enjoyable. That was Misha Lively with the track More from the new release entitled More, put out on New Love Unlimited. Misha Lively is part of a crew of experimental dance artists in town that I am just cracking the egg on. This track is certainly a bit more challenging than a lot of the immediately accessible stuff we play here on the show. I mean, it's over 6 minutes long. That in and of itself makes it something a little different for what we generally play on here. But I was really fascinated by the instrument choices, the changes, and the whole presentation of it. I didn't even know how to articulate it yet, but halfway into this track, when those swirly keyboards hit with that bizarre drum beat, I was locked in. Hypnotized. I was also informed that several other artists in Nashville that are doing this, Grey People, Future DZ, Tramplanet, have all moved away to various other locations. This doesn't mean that that scene is dwindling at all, but it certainly sounds like it's changing a little bit. Maybe some space opening up, maybe some new opportunities there. I'm not sure, but I'm cracking the egg on it, diving in, checking it out, enjoying what I'm finding. Another item worthy of note here is that 10% of all proceeds from this EP go to the Equal Justice Initiative, an organization that challenges mass incarceration, racial injustice, and the for-profit prison system. That's two releases this week that are donating to worthwhile causes. These artists are small and independent, but still willing to give a piece of the pie to a cause that they enjoy and stand for. That is fantastic. I bought this EP right away and suggest you do as well. Very nice to see that sort of thing happening. Okay, that's it. That's our show. Hit us up at weownthistown.net or at weownthistown on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter. We have been enjoying the messages that have been coming in, and they are leading to things that are coming up on the website and coming up on this show. It's really working. You know what else is working? You coming to Mercy Lounge in Hiawatha on Saturday, November 23rd for the party that we're sponsoring. Little Harpeth Brewing has drink specials there. You're going to want to be there, and then you're going to be there. I don't know how else to impress that upon you. Okay, thank you so much for putting up with that. I really do want everyone to come out to the show. I'm a terrible promoter because I'm desperate for your attendance. Thank you to Upright T-Rex Music for the music bed you hear underneath me right now. Find them at uprighttrexmusic.com. Thank you all so much for listening. I sincerely mean that. I know I say it every week, but I really actually legitimately mean it. I'll talk at you next time. Bye.